you like that? I mean, did you really like that?
Yeah,
kinda knew you would. Now stick around, there's more to come on the next hour of True Fidelity.
Everybody, you just heard Calico the band with their new song High Road off of their brand new CD, which is titled Rancho California. They're based out of California. Fantastic group, almost like an indie all-star group that formed. We're gonna find out about it. We have Kirsten, Manda, and Aubrey on the line with us. They make up Calico the band. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Hi.
It's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you
Hello.
On. Yeah, it's fantastic to have you on. And like I said, you guys are like an all-star band. You each
a super group,
each
if you will.
In your own rights, have had great success and are fabulous songwriters. Let's start with Kirsten. Tell us a little bit about Calico the band, how you came together, what would the history of the three of you joining forces.
Well, that's a good question. We
we're all doing our own thing all around town, sort of bumping into each other here and there. And Manda and I actually got on a gig together in Hollywood, and we decided to play a song together because we had similar fans. And we had one rehearsal, and it just sort of sparked an interest in each other. And from then on, we started writing songs together, and the band just really organically formed.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, well, Manda, let's talk to you for a moment. I was noticing on your website that one of the things you you guys state is that you're really influenced by the old scene days from the Palomino, the Bakersfield sound and stuff. And I'm curious as to what the old Palomino days were, because I remember living down there, hanging out at the Palomino, and they every Sunday night they had a house band, and the leader of that band was a guy named Dwight Yoakam. Nobody knew who he was at the time. So, tell us a little bit about the influence of those guys.
Well, you are so lucky to have actually been able to experience that. I think, you know, it was this sort of mythical thing that we would hear about, and we were too young to actually get into the club. So it was just this, all this mythology really about these great country sounds that were coming out of the Palomino, and you would hear about Lucinda Williams and Jim Lauderdale, of course Dwight Yoakam and Ronnie Mack's Barn Dance, and it just had this appeal to it that we really miss nowadays. You know, we really miss having a Palomino, you know, to go to now that we're coming out and are influenced, you know, so heavily from the California country sounds of the past. So we're doing our best to revitalize that scene here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic because they were amazing times. A lot of big names rolled through Palomino during that time. Aubrey, tell us a little bit about the band's philosophy with, obviously you guys have a deep country roots and sound, a little bit of the Bakersfield sound, which is fantastic. How do you feel about the Nashville sound these days versus the old school Bakersfield sound, old school country sound? Where do you guys land on that argument these days?
Well, I think that, you know, country, like every genre, goes through, you know, phases and swings, and they'll go more towards pop, and then it'll come back more towards the classic country. And it seems like each region of our country has kind of come out with a different version of their own country sound, and they kind of mesh together here and there. But, you know, you have the Texas, more of the red dirt outlaw sound.
Sure.
You know, pop country sound that's coming out these days, and then California, you know, that sound is what I've tended to lean towards, and I think the other gals as well, with our influences being that, like, iconic sound of the 70s California, that Fleetwood Mac, the Eagles, and combining, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and then combining with the country, like Dwight and the Grand Parts.
Yeah, you guys are definitely dialing it in. We're talking with Calico the Band. You can check them out on their website, calicotheband.com. They are also on Facebook as well. The name of their latest CD is Rancho California. It came out at the beginning of this month. You need to have a copy of this. It's fantastic. These are talented ladies. They have a really, really cool sound. I was looking on, also I noticed, Kirsten, that some people have really taken notice to you. You guys have won some awards in a pretty short time. And one of the quotes was that you have a jaw-dropping, electrifying show. Take us to the show. Tell us what we're missing, what we'll see, because I know you guys are down in LA, you're going to be up in the Northwest in November, and people need to come see this.
Oh yeah, the show is quite a spectacle, because there's the three of us, and it's a circus in itself, just the three of us, because we all are multi-instrumentalists, so we trade between, awesome. You know, Aubrey's in charge of the fiddle at all times, but we trade off between the mandolin and the resonator guitar and the electric guitar and the acoustic, and we just have a lot of fun with that based on, you know, whichever song it is. And then we have normally a drummer and an upright bass player, and a pedal steel player who also is a multi-instrumentalist. So it's like a lot of fun. It's just energy and joy. For our record release party, we just had all of our great friends who are ripping guitar players up on each song, a different ripping guitar player up sitting up with us. So it's a blast, and it's supposed to be joyful, and it's supposed to make you happy and smile, and that's our goal, and I think that we pretty much nail it.
Well, this is going to be a question for each of you. We'll start with Aubrey, and then we'll have Manda, and then Kirsten answer. All of you have, whether it's been in your solo act or as a band, you've opened for some pretty big names, people that are legends in the industry. What was your pinch me moment? Like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm on stage with this person.
Who goes first? Aubrey goes first.
Why do I get so hard? Well, I've played with a lot of different artists over the past, you know, 7+ years, mainly as a sideman, a fiddle player, a background singer. But I've gotten to open for some major acts with those people and played some huge venues. And I remember one of the times I was the most nervous was playing with a Persian artist named Ebi at the Staples Center. And I remember the Staples Center was packed, and I'd never been performed in a venue that huge. And I was going, I can't believe how nervous I am right now.
Manda.
So, yeah.
Hmm. I actually haven't played with too many big names myself, so I don't have too much on that one, but Kirsten has.
Well, what about Manda? What about the other night when we were doing our record release party and we realized that Lucinda Williams had been waiting outside to get in the whole time? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Forgot to put her on the list, huh?
No, she's incredible. We love Lucinda so much and her new record. We haven't gotten to play with her yet. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, I played a really awesome show in Nashville, the Music City Roots, with Jim Lauderdale and Chuck Mead and, you know, some other folks. And that was on WSM Radio, which is like this historical...
Yes.
Historical old radio in Nashville. So that was pretty neat. I just think any time you have an opportunity to play in the same game or same arena as people you've admired your whole life, it just feels unreal. It feels like, who let me sneak in the back door here? I don't get it. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Chuck Mead, we've had him on our program and got to meet him. Super nice guy. BR549 fan. Well, do you gals realize that at some point somebody is going to be amazed and in heaven to get to open for you ladies at some point? Do you realize this? it's gonna happen for you. Calico the Band, everybody check it out. Check out their website, calicothebandcom. Pick up the album Rancho California, and they will be in the Northwest on tour in November. They're also down in LA, a couple of dates here in October. Go to their website, check it out. When they come to your area, be sure you go and see them. Even if you're not a huge country fan, these ladies lay it down and they do it in fine fashion, and it's a fantastic sound. I want to thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you,
Daryl, for having
us. Nice meeting you guys.
Yeah, we're looking forward to you being in our area because we're going to come out and have some fun at the show. In the meantime, Good. Everybody, get ready. Good. This is Calico the Band and Break Your Heart. We'll be back right here on True Fidelity.
It's going to burn like the devil. It's going to sting real good. You won't be able to wash it off. It's like a bad tattoo. I guess I should have warned you before I let you jump in. But we're already peaking and it's all downhill from here. I'm gonna break your heart. It's gonna happen, like it or not, when you least expect it. I know it's not right, don't try. find another. Wouldn't that just be right? Oh, you'll run out of money, and I'll run for my life. Oh, the dull conversation will simply bore me to tears. Though I haven't cried, history hasn't lied for a billion years. I'm gonna break your heart. It's just that every time I start a fire, I somehow seem to misplace the desire to keep it aflame.
Dear mainstream, I used to think you were the one for me, but lately I realize how demanding you are, always making me listen to the same music over and over again. You're never spontaneous and so concerned with your advertisers that it's like I don't even exist. Well, I've found someone new. True Fidelity has opened my ears to a whole new world, always surprising and exciting me. True Fidelity knows what I want.
Everybody, it's the True Fidelity Show. I am Big D.
I am Voxy.
Patrick Galactic.
911.
It's good to have you along. This is our fourth episode. Hour number two. A lot of math in this episode. Four. Giving you lots of numbers.
It's like stability, man.
Yeah. I've consistently had to add 4 plus 2.
Have you?
Yeah. In this episode.
How's that working out for you?
It's still 7.
Which is, by the way, the perfect number.
Yeah.
And so.
It is?
4 plus 2 equals 7.
Says who?
Says the Bible.
Oh.
I think. I don't know. Somebody said 7.
Seven's a perfect number. Yeah, it might be a Bible thing.
Something like that.
The number of God.
Yeah, for all of you.
It's one bigger than the number of the beast, right?
Sure. There you go.
Hey, guys, can we start reading just a little passage before each hour?
Absolutely. We'll have a little meditative moment.
Yeah.
Would you bring the word?
Oh, did I bring the word?
No, would you in the future bring the word Pastor Galactic?
Yeah, no, definitely. From Father Galactic? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be awesome. Father Galactic. Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
a word from the universe.
Absolutely.
Well, we can counterbalance it with Vox doing some kind of like voodoo reading or something.
Oh, I don't need any part of this. It's all you guys.
Wow. Well, no, actually,
Voxy's afraid she'll just like burn up or something. And
I'm pretty sure that Father Galactic has some wise words.
Oh, I know he does.
Oh, Papa Galactic is full of wisdom.
I have no doubt about it.
Papa Galactic and Mother Cosmic, man. They got everything going for them.
I'll tell you what we have going for us is great music here on our big show. And this is The Callous with Anger. We shall return with our father, the Father Galactic.
You listening to the radio for? It's True Fidelity. It's on the internet. You can like listen to it anywhere. So do that. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Voxy. You are listening to True Fidelity. And you just heard the band Callous with Anger, Seaweed with Losing Skin, and Mystery Ship King Frog Blues.
All right, everybody, it's time for the Independent Music Website of the Week. I'm Big D, reporting for True Fidelity. This week, we're going to the top, everybody. This is the number one website, far and away, for independent music. And I've kind of been hesitant to use it in my section because I think everybody knows about it. And it's actually not even my favorite, but it's the one you have to have in your favorites. It's just the one to go to. Everybody loves it. It's Pitchfork. Pitchfork.com. It is an amazing website. There is no doubt about it. They have some of the best writers on the planet. And they have people involved in the indie scene from top to bottom. Their pages that you can go to, tracks, their features, the reviews. They also have what they title Pitchfork TV, which is basically videos of the bands that they're featuring. My favorite in the Pitchfork website is the staff list, because I respect all of the writers that they have on this website. And when the staff speaks up, I pay attention. So you can go in by year, by month, see who they're listening to. They also have the tracks listed. You can listen to them right there on the site, pitchfork.com. Great articles. They cover the indie business like nobody else. But on the other hand, I think the only drawback that I have from this site, to be honest, is it's almost too big. It's almost too overwhelming. It's very crowded. They have so much going on. And they also mix up, in my opinion, if you're going to be an independent website, stick with the indie scene. They occasionally drift off into and review and feature some of the, I don't know, the mainstream people, which is fine. But I'm looking for the true independent sites. No doubt about it, they are one of the big boys, and it is something that you should pay attention to, something you should know about, and something you should visit at least on a monthly basis to find out what's going on. Also, look at the reviews. They are amazing writers, as I said before. Right on top of it, I give them big kudos for being so involved in the independent music scene. Pitchfork.com is my pick this week for the independent music site of the week. I'm Big D, reporting for True Fidelity.
So, dude, like, I was watching TV the other day, and it was like a computer, but it was like a TV, and it played songs, but instead of the radio, which sucks and plays the same songs, like, all the time, this plays different songs all the time.
Dude, that's awesome. I think you had enough, though, man. Stop Bogarting. Pass the True Fidelity.
Sure. fight. Good night, sleep tight.
Welcome back to True Fidelity. I'm Big D, and you just heard Jackalope, band out of Vancouver, BC, with Witness. Before that, Absolute Monarchs doing Attack, and Bandolier, a band right here from our neck of the woods, with Don't You Think Galactic.
Yeah.
It's your time, buddy.
Alrighty. Whew. All right, I'm just getting warmed up here for the TruFi Indie Label of the Week, and that label is the Hippos in Tanks. And these guys formed the label in 2010 from the ashes of a radio show the two founders, Baron Mockott and Travis Woolsey, hosted that was called Hippos in Tanks. Named by Billboard as one of their top 50 indie labels, Hippos in Tanks releases music that's easily as weird as the label's name. If you like beats and abstract textures, this is your kind of electro. A haven for alternative dance music and experimental electronic, this is an LA label that features DJs from all over the world, including Arca, Laurel Halo, Dean Blunt, and James Ferraro. Check them out at hipposandtanks.net. They have a bunch of cool vinyl offerings and some really cool background info on the artists. If you like a bassy and weird, Hippos and Tanks is a label for you. I'm Patrick Galactic, and this has been your TruFi Label of the Week. Up in the air, Holt Kid!
Text me, text me. Text me, text me. Text me, text me. So sexy, sexy. Woo! I got your number, but I ain't never gonna call you. I gotta be your lover, 'cause I knew it when I saw you. We're starting out off right, I'm probably couple volume. But if I got my instincts right, I'll take you on, take you on, take you on tonight. You got a boyfriend, he doesn't know. So get the message, I'm at the show. Check the trip, 'cause you're on my list, and let's go. Watch me fall. You got a boyfriend, he doesn't know. So keep the message, I'm at the show. Check the trip, 'cause you're on my list, and let's go. Across the whole wide world, across the whole wide world.
it speaks to the stars under the city at night. Let's come together and dance to the beat under the radiant sky. Standing on your doorstep is an ocean of blue in a stranger's eyes, a stranger's eyes. Changing my life now, leaving this race of one. Burning through the sky, we'll crash into the sun. Crash into the sun.
This is true fidelity. Dip your chip into the nacho cheese of our genius.
I was waiting on a ride, just looking at the world through my eyes. Saw a woman on the ride. I didn't know if I'd catch her eye in time. And then suddenly this picture. I didn't know if I'd miss her man, but I thought I'd.
All right, everybody, you just heard Sun Wizard right there with Glorious. Before that, The Crying Spell, Crash Into the Sun, Furniture Girls, Weenie, and The Electrolytes doing Text Me. Mm. Hey, I want to give you guys a heads up. I don't know how many of you are audiophiles and are into the whole resurrection of the vinyl situation. Mm-hmm. But I was reading an article this week, and I found it fascinating because I love vinyl, and I love to collect vinyl. And there's all kind of, right now is a big resurrection, so everybody's claiming that everything is in limited supply. You know, like, it's the special yellow vinyl, you know, make sure you get it, blah, blah, blah. It's the whatever. Most vinyl that is pressed today are 500 or less copies, unless there's more ordered.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So don't buy into the whole exclusive, this is exclusive vinyl, and pay big bucks. Go to Half Price Books and get it for way cheaper. That's my advice of the day. All right, it's time to get on out of here. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
Patrick Galactic.
And I'm On One.
And we will see you next week, same place, same time. We are True Fidelity Show.
True Fidelity.
And the raindrops hit the ground. In Seattle, we don't get down. Cause you know that we make the sound. Drinking coffee in the rain. Drinking coffee in the rain. Coffee.
You've been listening to True Fidelity. You can contact us at truefishow@gmail.com. That's truefishow@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Tune in again next week. Same fi time, same fi channel.